The people of God have always been called to make disciples. Having just conquered sin and death through his own death and resurrection, Jesus appeared to the men he had been discipling to give them one final commission, to make disciples. Matthew 28:19-20 tells us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." A disciple is someone who is following Jesus, being changed by Jesus, and is committed to the mission of Jesus. When Jesus gave this great commission, he was not only calling his followers to share the gospel, but also to make disciples of all nations. The book of Acts highlights several followers of Jesus who took his mandate seriously. After Paul's conversion, Barnabas encouraged him, risked his own reputation to convince the early church leaders to accept Paul, and even joined him on his first missionary journey. Following in Barnabas's disciple-making footsteps, Paul went on to disciple Timothy and Titus, who would continue his ministry after his death. The end of Acts also recounts how Paul, while living in Rome, continued to make disciples of all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance, as Acts 28:30-31 tells us. Paul's execution in Rome was followed by 250 years of Roman persecution of Christians until Emperor Constantine's conversion to Christianity in 312 AD. Aware that he was a new disciple, Constantine enlisted 4 bishops to disciple him. After several months under their guidance, Constantine issued the Edict of Milan, a proclamation that ended the persecution of Christians within the Roman Empire and created an environment where the gospel could spread to all nations. Fast forward to the late 6th century, when a Roman monk named Augustine was discipled by Gregory, a fellow monk who would later become pope. The disciple-making relationship between Gregory and Augustine had profound historical consequences, as it was Pope Gregory the Great who sent Augustine as one of his first missionaries from Rome to England in 597 AD to bring Christianity to the Anglo-Saxons. Several hundred years later, with the gospel firmly established in England, John Wesley began to disciple a man named George Whitefield. Recognizing Whitefield's gift for preaching, Wesley encouraged him to visit America. Together, they played a pivotal role in the Great Awakening, a religious revival that swept across the American colonies in the 1730s and 1740s. A few hundred years later, after America's Great Awakening, a JV football coach in Dillon, South Carolina, named Marion Bull Lee, began discipling a teenager named Joby Martin. And the rest is history. From the 12 disciples Jesus called at the beginning of his ministry to the disciples he calls to continue his ministry today, God's primary method of reaching people has always been for his disciples to build relationships with those who do not yet know the love of Christ and lead them to experience the life of Christ. Our prayer is that, together, we would each do our part to continue the legacy of disciple-making disciples, so that our neighbors and the nations would discover and deepen their relationship with his Son, Jesus.